number of female web surfers is growing much faster than the overall internet population in the United States, according to a report from Nielsen Net Ratings on Friday. The internet research firm said the number of women who surf the web at home rose 9% to 55 million in December from a year earlier, while the total internet population increased 6 million to 105.8 million. The number of male web surfers rose 3% to 49.8 million. Women accounted for 52% of internet users at home in December. April 2000 marked the first time more women were on the web than men, according to Nielsen. However, Nielsen says that male web surfers at home spend 24% more time on the internet and accessed more content than their female counterparts, averaging 11 hours a month. Women spent 9 hours online a month. Microsoft Corp., the largest software maker, may delay some products, including its next version of Windows for server computers, to improve security, according to Vice President Cliff Reeves. A 7,000 engineer training session is going on right now for people in the operating system, word processing, and email product groups on security. The internet caters to the best and worst of human nature and needs regulation to stop depravity flooding cyberspace, according to Pope John Paul II. The 81-year-old pontiff, who last year sent his first message over the internet, praised it as a wonderful instrument that should be used to spread the word of God and encourage global peace. However, he warned that while it offered access to immense knowledge, the internet did not necessarily provide wisdom and could easily be perverted to demean human dignity. Despite its enormous potential for good, some of the degrading and demeaning ways the internet can be used are already obvious to all, the Pope said in a message prepared for World Communications Day. Public authorities surely have a responsibility, he said, to guarantee that this marvelous instrument serves the common good and does not become a source of harm. Although the Pope doesn't have an email address himself, the Vatican has a website at www.vatican.va, and the Church is apparently searching for a patron saint of internet users. The question of regulation has inflamed passions since the internet sprang into prominence in the 1990s, with enthusiasts arguing that cyberspace should not be pegged back behind national boundaries or regulation. The Pope warned that not only did the internet allow the spread of depraved material, it could also lead people to believe that facts mattered more than values. Through its Ericsson Response Program, Ericsson Communications has provided a complete GSM system in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, to help the World Food Program in its humanitarian operations. Ericsson has set up a complete mobile telecommunications solution in Kabul that will, during the next 6 months, support the UN humanitarian operations in Afghanistan. Ericsson is working with the World Food Program, WFP, the leading UN agency in humanitarian aid, also responsible for the initial setup and maintenance of relief telecommunications in the Afghanistan region. Growth in internet domain names slowed considerably last year as speculators who once hoped to make a fortune off easy-to-remember addresses dropped properties they couldn't unload. In addition, total registrations declined in the last half of 2001 as new registrations of .com, .net and .org names failed to keep pace with expirations, according to figures released last Thursday. VeriSign Incorporated, the master keeper of the three suffixes, reported a 2% increase last year in the cumulative name total. By contrast, total registrations more than tripled in 2000 and more than doubled in 1999. The totals peaked at 32.4 million on June the 30th, before dropping to 32 million on September the 30th, and a significant drop to 28.8 million on December the 31st. At the end of 2000, the total was 28.2 million. As the mobile mast debate reaches fever pitch, volunteers will be used as guinea pigs to test whether mobile handsets can cause health problems. The UK government is preparing to investigate whether mobile phones are as safe as the industry says they are. A total of 15 research programs which would involve human volunteers were announced on Friday. The total cost of this is expected to be around £4.5 million. Four studies will investigate whether the use of cell phones can cause brain cancer or leukemia, while other studies will examine possible effects on blood pressure, hearing, brain function, and the ability to drive. A further four studies will also look at the interaction of radio signals with the body in order to discover how much energy is deposited and where. The UK government and the mobile industry have each contributed to a £7.4 million fund to investigate the safety of mobile phones. More projects are expected to be funded later this year from the remaining £3 million. More cyber attacks originate in the United States than in any other country, but the number of attacks that appear to come from Israel is nearly double that of any other nation, according to a study released last week. High-tech financial services and media and entertainment and power and energy companies showed the highest intensity of attacks per company, each averaging more than 700 attacks per company over the six-month period. On a percentage basis, most of the attacks were relatively benign in nature, but the number of severe attacks was still substantial, with critical and emergency level events detected on 43% of the client networks, the study showed. A new computer virus that tries to trick computer users into clicking on a virus-infected web link masquerading as party photos emerged in Asia on Monday morning and has already begun spreading to Europe. It spread here as well. I had two copies of it in my inbox this morning. The so-called My Party Worm, which is not considered destructive, spreads by infiltrating Microsoft Windows address book and the Outlook Express database. The worm emails itself to anyone it can find, and it looks like the message is coming from a colleague or friend, experts said. Antivirus specialist Trend Micro has given the worm a medium security rating. Security firms said that compared with email worms such as Nimda and Circam, the number of reported My Party infections thus far is moderate. The virus arrives as an email with the subject line, "New photos from My Party." It contains an innocuous-looking file attachment called www.myparty.yahoo.com, and the message in the body of the email reads, "Hello, My Party. It was absolutely amazing. I have attached my web page with new photos. If you can please make color prints of my photos. Thanks." Hopefully that's one that won't spread too far in the blind community with a bit of luck. UK Telecom's regulator Ofgem has set out measures designed to secure the future of unmetered internet access services in the UK. Under proposals published on Monday, the former telecommunications monopoly British Telecom would no longer be allowed to make rival operators using its network pay in advance for unmetered internet access. The proposals further support the development of unmetered internet access in the UK by clarifying the obligations on BT. And still on telecommunications, it looks like in some parts of the US, you can now listen to ACB radio when you're mobile. Verizon Wireless customers in major East and West Coast markets will now be able to reap the rewards of a significantly faster, more robust wireless system with the company's commercial launch of its 1XRT network. The 1XRT network will enhance all levels of wireless communication, from a simple voice call to full internet browsing, streaming audio and video, and email. The high-speed network also supports enterprise applications, giving companies with mobile employees tools and increased productivity and efficiency. An antitrust research group says it plans to file a lawsuit against Microsoft and the US Justice Department, charging that both failed to fully disclose contacts that led to a proposed settlement of the case against the software giant. The American Antitrust Institute, AAI, has requested that the judge overseeing the remainder of the antitrust case wait for full disclosure of the communications before passing judgment on the settlement. The U.S. Justice Department and nine states have agreed to the settlement, which is subject to judicial review under the Act governing antitrust settlements. And speaking of lawsuits, the recording industry's suit against the internet file-swapping service Napster Inc. was put on hold for a month after requests from both sides while they seek a possible settlement. A federal judge's order, made public on Wednesday, puts the record label's entire copyright infringement suit against Napster on hold until the 17th of February. XM Satellite Radio Holdings Incorporated on Thursday says it expects 350,000 subscribers to its satellite radio service by the end of this year. That's at the lower end of analysts' estimates. The company also said it expects to have 70,000 subscribers at the end of the first quarter and 130,000 subscribers at the end of the second quarter. Earlier, the company reported a wide fourth quarter net loss, but it added nearly 28,000 subscribers as expected after launching its 100-channel radio service in the US in November. And finally, British consumers will be on the wrong side of the law for the first time if they buy overseas DVDs or computer games unauthorised for the UK and play them on their PCs at home. This is the major implication of a ruling in the High Court over the sale in the UK of mod chips for the Sony PlayStation. Channel Technology, the British supplier of Messiah PlayStation mod chips, was found liable under the Copyright and Patents Act of 1988 by supplying a way around Sony's copyright protection mechanism. Sony last month won an injunction to stop the company from selling or marketing PS mod chips. While not disputing the facts, Channel Technology argued the mod chip wasn't specifically designed to circumvent the copy protection mechanism of the PS console, but it also dealt with defeating regional control aspects of the same protection and thus allowed arguably legal functions, such as the use of imported games. Judge Jacob disagreed. Although extremely sceptical of Sony's claim, he ruled, according to Channel Technology's paraphrased account, that Sony licensed games for the territory that they were issued. The licensing of those games did not allow for their use in other territories. Therefore, whether they were imported for private and domestic use by personal purchase, for instance, via the internet or purchased abroad on holiday, they were not allowed by Sony to be played outside of the licensed territory. I suspect we haven't heard the last of that. And that's News Briefs for another week.